what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I have a wonderful feeling that everything is going your way. I'm Dee Foster III, CEO and president of Wake Up Global Networks Incorporated. And I want to say welcome to the Voice of Hope Connection. What a beautiful Sunday morning. Third Sunday, I think it is. That's how busy I be in the month of April, and spring is springing forth, but to me, not quick enough. In the beginning, I want you to invite somebody to join us for this inspirational word this Sunday. And while you are doing that, I just want to remind you that we want to connect with you in honoring your favorite Shero for Mother's Day. I mean, women, where would we be? What would we be if it wasn't for Sheroes in our life? And so I just need you to go to our platforms. That's Wake Up Global Media, Wake Up Global Media on our Instagram, and it's WGNINC on our Twitter, and just fill out a little brief questionnaire as to why you honor your Shero, and you could be drawn to be the winner of us connecting with you and honoring your Shero for Mother's Day. Now, I know it may be difficult because we've had successive women bless our lives, I'm sure. But I want you to find that one and say, this is my Shero, and this is why she should be honored. Again, that's Wake Up Global Media. That's WGNINC on X, and Wake Up Global Networks on Facebook. I want to say shout out to those of you that join us here each and every Sunday morning for 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want you to share it with your neighbor, share it with your friends. If you're watching the replay, we want to say thank you. Don't forget, immediately after this, you can join us for our Voice of Healing Community Prayer Call. The number is at the bottom of the screen, and people just from every walks of life, every faith, every denomination, get on the line and let the healing flow. If there's ever a time that we needed to allow the healing and the love to flow, it is now. So I'm inviting you to join us. You don't have to say anything. There are positive affirmations. We speak over one another's life. We spread the love, spread the energy. And what the world needs now is love, sweet love. You know, I was driving somewhere this week, and I thought about this as I think about you and what God would have me to share with you each and every week. And I often say, because we don't know what a week will bring. I'm sure that you've had some unexpected circumstances to arise in your life and in your space this week. But there's one thing that is always certain, and that is that we can trust God to get us through those difficult times. I was riding in a place that I usually go several times a year, and it depends on where I go. A lot of times it's rural, it's farmland. Not a lot of times, it is rural and it is farmland. But depending on the time of year I go, I may see large stalks of corn. I may see vines of tomato. I may see collard greens growing, or cabbage. Well, just this past week, I was through there, and all I saw was large tractors tilling the ground, turning over the dirt. And I thought in my mind that they are, watch this, preparing the ground to plant the seeds. That when I ride through there in another 3 to 4 months, I can see that large stalk of corn, those vines of tomatoes, those patches of cabbage, or whatever they may plant. But now is the seed planting time. And so I thought about the word time and seasons. You know, this week, and we all face disappointments. We all come in contact with times in our life where we expect things to happen and they don't happen. And immediately the human part of us rushes to be disappointed, rushes to be I don't care attitude. But what comes to mind this week is that there's something called divine timing. What do you mean, Dee Foster III? That everything in our life is so orchestrated by God. that what needs to happen for us, what's meant to happen for us, will happen for us in the divine timing. I mean, it would have been ludicrous for me and disappointing to ride through that piece of interstate and say, oh my God, there are no tomatoes growing. There are no corn on the vine. When I rode through here in July, there were tall stalks of corn and vines of red tomatoes. Oh, I'm so disappointed. I'm so jaded. And yet I understand that it is not the season to see those things. It is the season to see what I saw, and that were the tractors plowing up the ground, turning over the dirt, preparing to plant the seeds of that which I will see in the next few months. I bring that back to your in my life. Sometimes it's planting time. Sometimes God is turning over the ground, doing something on the inside of us. Watch this. Getting us ready for the harvest that we are about to come into. So as you go throughout the week and things don't happen the way you anticipated, or people don't come through the way they said they were going to come through, or opportunities are not expanded the way you thought they were going to come, keep your head up. Don't hang your head down, because everything will mature in your life right on time. So I want you to keep this word. If you got one word that you get from this hope call, it is timing. And I want you to make a confession as you go throughout the week and say, everything is happening in my life at the right time. Why? Because God is too mature to fast track the process and yet we not be ready. Or God is too mature to let us go too far off the beaten path. I'm reminded of a scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There is a time and a season for all things. A time to sow and a time to reap. There's a time to put the seed in the ground for those red, ripe, juicy tomatoes. And then in August, there'll be a time to reap the harvest and to pick those red, juicy, ripe tomatoes off the vine. Don't get it twisted. Just because it didn't happen, just because it may not happen this week, just because they don't come through for you this week, don't mean God lied. It simply means that God is a master of time. I hope this encourages you. I want you to remember these. That's why I'm saying even go back and look at the replays during the week, because the words have life and they never die. I want to say on the behalf of Wake Up Global Networks and even WPBMediaNetworks.com, we want to say thank you for joining us here on the Voice of Hope Connection Call every Sunday morning. Don't forget to join us on the Voice Over Now podcast right here on this channel every Friday beginning at 5. We bring you relevant, we bring you educational, inspirational, and entertaining conversation and commentary. Until next week, or the call right after this, I'm your host, D. Foster III, saying there is a voice of hope. Let's connect to it. Peace.